Here's another exclusive live track from Sun King Studio 92, powered by Klipsch Audio on WTTSFM.com.
First of all, I want to welcome you guys to the Indianapolis area. We're having a big discussion out front here about the movie Hoosiers.
Yes.
And you had a feeling that maybe this is where the when the Gene Hackman character comes and he walks into the principal's office. I think Sheb Woolley was the actor.
Yes.
This kind of puts you in mind of that.
Absolutely.
And we found out the building was could possibly be haunted. At least that's the story. And that kind of intrigued you guys. What's the deal with that?
Well, we suddenly don't have a place to sleep tonight. And we were wondering if maybe we could stay here.
We'd probably be very happy for it. And you two guys go back a ways, back to your college days, which was in Lynchburg, Virginia. And you both decided to kind of bolt at the same time, right? Yeah. What's the story there? I mean, had you written some songs, or did you play together? How did this come together?
Brian was a songwriter back then, but I was not. I also had a 1.4 GPA. So there are certain reasons why we had to bolt.
Too busy breaking into haunted houses.
Yes.
Yeah. And then at some point, you meet Kaneen, Chris, and everybody, and it's just wonderful how your voices come together so well. How did you meet Kaneen here?
Well, I started, it's a funny story. I got married young, and a year into our marriage, my wife had an accident, and we lived at this hospital for a little while. She was, she broke her neck and was quadriplegic, and I had all these wonderful friends that lived with me in the waiting room for weeks on end, and Kaneen's oldest brother was one of those. And that's where I personally started writing songs, and it became like a part of my process for things inside, you know. And he was one of the people that encouraged me to sing those songs at open mics and this and that, just to help process everything. And we said, if my wife's name is Stacy, we said, if a miracle happens and she can walk again, let's all move to New York City and just do life together. And we were very blessed, and she did. And all 15 of those friends, we all live in a little neighborhood called Park Slope. We've been there for the past 7 or 8 years. And this band is kind of a representation of that group of friends and their they've helped curate our music over the years and this and that. So,
that's awesome. And you have another band member. You have two other band members, right? Or is it how many of them? Five total?
Yeah, well, it started out where I had gone through some sad stuff and needed to process some songs, and I went and stopped by the diner that Brian was working at and just asked him if we could put together a rehearsal the next day. And we just invited a bunch of neighbors over for a rehearsal, and that was Kaneen and her husband Jason and piano player and a pedal steel and this and that, and that ended up becoming the band. And we made the record 3 months after that first rehearsal, and that was 3 years ago.
Wow.
But it just took us a little while to put the team together to get the music out and steward it well.
It sounds great, like you guys have some sort of a telepathy where you just know when the right moment is or something. It's pretty phenomenal.